You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
95BFM Breakfast, it's the way to the future, it is the path to progress. Coding, computer coding. All very good and well to learn how to code, but not enough girls apparently are doing it. Hi Greta, hello Matthew, how are you?
Hi, good, thank you.
I'm good.
Thanks for coming to the studio. Tell us about what you guys are doing.
Well,
Girl code!
Girl code is a short course that you can do. It's about 8 weeks. Well, it is 8 weeks. that we held down at Grid Auckland. And it's for women from, is it 15 to 25, kind of?
That's what we say, yeah.
Yeah. And, it's like you get to learn a holistic approach to coding. So
what do you mean a holistic approach to coding?
Well, it's not just learning the language. You also get to learn kind of how we project manage things, how you interact with other people in a coding project.
So for people who don't even get what coding is, what is the basic explanation?
Go, Matthew.
So I reckon it's funny because coding's often branded as this super masculine thing, so people emphasize that, you solve hard problems and there's a lot of thinking, you might sit by yourself. And there's some truth to that, but like in the real world, when you're actually working at a software company, you're generally with a team of people in an open office. You're solving problems together. You're like talking to customers and figuring out what they need done, trying to understand their language because they're from a different industry from you.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of communication. And then also at the end, you do sit down by yourself and do some typing on a computer.
Yeah. It's the language that tells the computer what to do. Is that right?
Yes.
Roughly?
Yeah. And a lot of it is about really understanding the specifics of something. So like when I teach little kids, I'll ask them to tell me how to make a Marmite sandwich, and I'll stand there and I'll do exactly what they say. So if they say, put the butter on the bread, you like pick up the whole tub of butter and put it on the bread, and five-year-olds love this stuff.
Yeah.
You know, but the point is...
I can imagine that, yeah.
You've got to, you know, people, when someone describes to you their problem, they often take a lot of shortcuts, and to make a computer solve their problem, you've got to really get down to the specifics.
Yeah, otherwise there's a gap and something falls through and then coding sounds really boring, the word. It sounds like something that you'd want to avoid. Obviously, you know, so I mean, is that part of the reason why a lot of girls aren't taking up coding at an early age, or can see the point in learning how to do it?
I'm not really sure why there's a lack of girls exactly, but I think I go to events and there's just like mainly guys there. It's a bit intimidating, I guess, if you're starting out and you're a bit unsure of like your skills and things, to be surrounded by people who have just been doing it since they were 16 or something, and it's quite hard to get in on the ground floor. Like they've been doing it for like 4 more years than you. But it's actually a really supportive environment that we have. And we all encourage each other, and it's okay to be wrong. And it's all about like problem solving. It's really fun.
How does someone know whether it's for them or not?
I reckon, that's a really good question, because there's a lot of people who, a lot of kids and young people who play around with computers a lot. They're really into it. You know, maybe they like run a blog where they publish fan fiction or something. Maybe they draw art.
But it's a different thing than that, isn't it? Is there a lot of patience involved?
Is there a lot of patience involved? The thing is, I reckon, look, there's so many coding jobs now, and it's eating other careers. So I reckon if you enjoy using computers, if you enjoy problem solving, like I'm not going to guarantee coding's for you, but you've got to try it, right?
Yeah.
Because there's people who've like, you know, maybe you're from a long line of doctors or something, or you're from a long line of farmers. But some of those people need to become programmers because programming is growing and all other industries are shrinking.
Sure.
So I can't exactly say if programming is for you, but if you think it might be for you, you really have to try it out and see.
There must be a lot of people too who look at IT and go, that's where the money is. I'm just going to, you know, because, you know, that's when people, when you're a kid, you don't know how, when you're trying to decide what you're going to do in the future, you just want to go, what am I going to get paid heaps if I do that or I do this? So do people, it must be people take on coding that way as well and it's not what they expect. Yeah, you know, the other end of the spectrum, I'm saying, you know?
Yeah, perhaps. Like, for me personally, I really love the lifestyle that coding can give you. I'm self-employed. I get to work with a variety of clients. Like, I work at a software company 3 days a week, and then I work for like not-for-profits and on lots of friends' projects and things. And so I like the variety for me, and I can work overseas, I can work remotely, do whatever suits my clients. So yeah, it's pretty exciting.
Is it? This might be a weird question, but is there a different way that girls code or think about coding than guys?
I don't know.
I think just.
I don't mean better or worse, but I just mean, you know, it's because.
I think not necessarily, but I think I sort of said earlier. When people pitch coding to boys, they often say, like, oh, you get to sit by yourself with a computer all day. And then they turn up in the workforce and they're like, actually, you need to talk to this team of people and get along with them. And this person's really aggressive and this person's really quiet. Mm. And they're not prepared for the social side of it. Obviously, generalizations, there are some guys who are awesome with the social side of it. But I think it's one of the problems where it's been branded so much as a masculine activity, and then people get into the workforce and they're like, wow, I need to deal with my 7 coworkers' emotions right. all the time, yeah. and customers and things. And I think at GirlCode, we still teach programming the same as everywhere else, but we definitely brand it a bit more. We make people aware that you are going to be working in a team, you're going to be helping each other.
Yeah.
And that's always part of the job, but it's part that sometimes men don't talk about or don't think about as much.
Yeah, true. And so how often do you run the 8-week courses?
Every term we do an 8-week course, so like every school term, yeah.
So there's one starting now, or is it
yeah,
one?
Yeah, on the 8th of February we've got one coming up. So yeah, if you're interested, you should head to our website and find out some more info.
And what's the website?
Girlcode.co.nz.
Easy to remember, girlcode.co.nz. At the moment, how many girls are taking up coding?
Millions and trillions.
but not enough. Exactly. Not enough. It's well, yeah. 3% of high school age girls considered pursuing a career in IT, it says here.
Wow. No, that's whatever pretty
that
dire.
Yeah. So, I mean, that is dire, because, I mean, balance in the workplace is an effective workplace, isn't it, Sarah? And you know, that's what we think here. Yeah, and surely it's the same everywhere else. And it would be good to sort of smash that sort of dude culture. That
absolutely. And also, you can tell, like, when a product is designed by a team of men, it gets gaps. There was just a story
that's what I was trying to get to before, a
fitness tracker, and you know you go for runs and it tracks the run you're doing, and it's sort of like it lets everyone see your full name and your photo and where you've been running, and there's like 7 different places you've got to turn it off if you want to be private. And it's just something where if there was one woman on the team, yeah. you know, she probably would have said, like, actually,
This is a little dangerous.
Yeah. Whereas like 90% of guys won't think about that. Like, yeah. cool, I'm really happy if my runtime goes on the internet.
Maybe someone will come up and wave at me. They know where I'm going to be.
Then these products are used by everyone, but if they're not designed by everyone, they have these huge gaps where you just haven't thought about the experience of other people.
How much does it cost to do this?
$400.
$400, not bad. Yeah, cheap, of course. And based whereabouts?
Grid Auckland, which is downtown. It's a pretty easy location.
Cool. And people go to the website, and so they can just sign up or sort of book a spot?
Yeah, you can book a spot on the website. We've got some spaces left. So, yeah, hurry there now.
Okay, thank you, Greta. Thank you, Matthew. Thanks for coming in. Tell us about GirlCode, girlcode.co.nz.
Thanks for having us.
And see a person there, a song called Girls Like Us. Sarah, there we go. Papins at 18 past 9. We'll have a news roundup soon.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.